I'm glad to see you got my letter. I've been watching you for a while. You've done great things for the hive, for your queen bee. You've earned not only my respects, but my gratitude. That's why I summoned you to my chambers. See, it's part of my duty as your queen to single out the strongest members of our hive. It's my job to ensure the future of this hive. And, well, you've proved yourself over and over again. Your work is finally being recognized. Thank you for all that you do for the hive. For that, I want to give you a... I guess we could call it a promotion. Yeah, let's call it a promotion. You see, there's a job that only the strongest of the strong are capable of. I think you would be perfect for it, honey. You're kind. You're dedicated. That's the kind of person that is perfect for this job. Of course, I won't force this on you. You can be perfectly content where you are and tell your queen no. I'm just offering you a chance to be something more, if you want to be. A chance to not only make me proud, but your entire hive proud of you. Would you like to hear more? I thought you might. There would be some major changes to your life, of course. The first being your place of residence. Well, as a worker, having you on the outskirts is fine. If you decide to take this position, you will have to move closer to me. In fact, I've created an entire section in the hive to ensure the most amount of comfort possible. There are others in this position already, so you will not be alone if that's something you're worried about. On top of that, you would no longer be allowed to leave the hive. Right now, you're used to being allowed to come and go as you please. But with this position, that's really not possible. When you're not in your section, you will be with me. Of course, you're free to roam around the hive. You aren't a prisoner. But, well, I wouldn't be able to risk such an important member of the hive leaving if you take this position. There will also be an elevation in your status. Your family would go from being workers to nobility. Well, I'm not sure if that's something you genuinely care about. I must ask if you are interested enough that you want me to continue. Very well. I see that glimmer of curiosity in your eye. The job itself is fairly easy. Anyone can do it. All it takes is a willing participant. Your job from then on will be to take care of yourself. Put yourself first. Make sure you're comfortable. You're happy that you have everything you could possibly need. That's all you would have to worry about if you accept this position. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I think so too. I'm already picturing you in the uniform. Gold jewelry adorning your beautiful body. A simple robe hugging your form and leaving little to the imagination. Some bits of makeup to make your eyes pop. I might have to be careful if I dress you up too well. I don't want any of the attention taken from me. In this role, you're supposed to be desirable, but not more than me. You're supposed to make others jealous because they don't get a chance with you. That's something only the queen deserves. You would belong to me completely and totally if you accept this position. Do you understand that, honey? an object of desire that others want but don't get to touch. Part of your job is to make them want what they can't have. That's you. To make them crave you, only to leave them wanting more because you're going home with me. They're the picture the two of us together and feel nothing but rage or jealousy. Someone as attractive as you, you have an innate ability to entrance others. You do it so naturally, honey. Whether you realize it or not, you do. Your sincerity combined with your attractive features makes you a force. I want that force on my side. You're wasting your skills as a worker. I see so much potential in you. I want to see you in this role. I know you would flourish in it. You only need to be given a chance to prove yourself. That's what you're looking for. And I have no problem taking a risk on someone like you. It wouldn't even be a risk, really. You're so good at your current job, and I know you'll be perfect for this role in my hive. You'll become everything, and I mean everything, that you always knew you were. I can see the hunger on your face. Did you know that I was like you once upon a time? See, I broke from my old hive to start this one. I wasn't satisfied being a worker. I knew I was meant for bigger things, destined for greater things, and here I am. This hive has become home to many, including you. I've achieved great things because I took a chance. I wouldn't have been able to become the queen of my own hive if I didn't. Just look at all I've accomplished. I created this bustling little hive of ours. These four walls were created by myself. While you won't have the freedom the queen bee has, you'll have pretty close to it. You just can't leave the hive and agree to belong to me and me alone. Oh, don't overthink it. Why ruin a good thing with pesky thoughts? Just say yes. Agree to be mine and agree to this job. It's so easy, honey. Accept the promotion. I haven't said what it is yet. I guess I haven't. But is it really important? I've told you what it entails. That's what matters most. You're able to perform the duties, are you not? Then what's stopping you? Just say yes and let me take care of everything. I just need to hear one word, one little word, and this new life, this better life can be yours. I want to see my people flourish and reward the good work that they do. You've been nothing but amazing for your queen, hun. This is your reward. Take it. Don't let your own paranoia get in the way. You are being served a golden opportunity here with no risk, just rewards. I would seize it if I were you. Who knows when you're going to be given a chance like this again? If you're going to be given a chance like this again. It's not every day that the queen recognizes your hard work and wants to give you a promotion of this grandeur. Besides, are you really in a position to refuse me, honey? Are you really going to tell your queen no? That's what I thought. You know better than to turn this down. Do the smart thing, hun. Tell me you'll accept this position. Very good. Let's not waste any time then. You're going to be the most wonderful crown breeder we have had yet.